Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another Friday Night Football Preview. It is Friday. Today I'm Mark the Shark. You're listening to WFB Talk Continues. And this is your Friday Night Show for all of professional women's football. Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining us. Hope you're doing great tonight. I am Mark the Shark, and we will get right to the show as we are fully packed and loaded with guests and information for you tonight. Thanks for joining us. Happy Friday. It is about a couple minutes after the hour on Friday, May 21st. Welcome to week 7 in the IWFL. And we are week 6 has just finished in the WFA. Those are both going to have scores and updates in just a few minutes. First, let me tell you what we got coming up on the show. 7:15, quarter after your hour, Nikki Johnson with the WFA's Las Vegas Showgirls. She's a quarterback out there. She's going to tell me how she's throwing the ball and how the Showgirls are undefeated out in Vegas land. At 7:25, 25 after the hour, Odessa Jenkins, running back with the WFA. She's with the Lone Star Mustangs. She is tearing it up out there, is just doing everything, running, catching, throwing the ball. She's got it all going on. She's going to come and join us at 25 after the hour. 7:35, 35 after the hour, Rachel Fischel, quarterback with the WFA. It's the Keystone Assault. They are playing well. They've only got one loss, and they got a big game coming up this week. We're going to preview that game and talk to Rachel at 35 after the hour. Coming up at 7:40, 40 after the hour, Kim Bradshaw, the Kitten, defensive lineman, part owner of the IWFL Sacramento Sirens. The hometown team has got a big game this week against the L.A. Amazons. We're going to talk to her about that one. 7:45, 45 after the hour, Mia Brickhouse and Allison Cahill, running back quarterback tandem out of the IWFL Boston Militia. They are also undefeated, knocked off the Sharks last week, who were undefeated in a big, big game and a big score. We're going to talk to them about how they put all the points on the board last Saturday. That's what we got going. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get to the scores of the IWFL and the WFA in 60 seconds. Don't you go anywhere. I'm Mark the Shark, and you're listening to WFB Talk Continues. Due to the horrifying nature of this movie, no one will be admitted into the theater. Be right back. Hello and welcome back. I am Mark the Shark.
You're listening to Friday Night Football Preview
on WFBTalkContinues.com. Thanks for joining us today. We got a smash bang show for you on this beautiful Friday. Hope it's nice where you are. The weather's clear. It's nice and sunny out here in central Northern California. Coming up at 15 after the hour, Nikki Johnson from the WFA's Las Vegas Showgirls. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We've also got somebody from the Lone Star Mustang, Odessa Jenkins. How about Rachel Fischel from the Keystone Assault? Kim Kitten Bradshaw of the IWFL Sacramento Sirens, and a couple of people from the Boston Militia. We got the Brickhouse Cahill Tandem coming in at 45 after the hour. Don't go anywhere. Big important games last week. It was week 7 in the IWFL. Let's get to the scoreboard. The Montreal Blitz went to 6-0. They're a Tier 2 team. They took out the New York Nemesis, who are now 2-4, 20-0. The Jersey Justice went to 5-1 as they crushed the Connecticut Crushers at 22-6. Connecticut now goes to 0-6. Dallas Diamonds are now 5-1 after they beat the H-Town Cyclones 1-0 on a forfeit. Cyclones go to 0-5. Cyclones are trying to get it together and get a team on the field out there. We wish them luck, H-Town. We know you're going to put together a great effort. The Philly Firebirds get their first win of the season, 49-0. What a big win out there. Philly land, they beat the Binghamton Tiger Cats. The Tiger Cats are now 0-6. How about the Clarksville Fox? They go to 5-1 as they are the nightmare for Louisville. Louisville now 0-4 after losing 40-0 to the Fox. The Freedom are now 2-4 of Manchester. They beat the Southern Maine Rebels. Rebels fall to 0-5 after losing 21-6. How about the Houston Energy? They now go to 4-2, and they beat the Louisiana Fuel. They filled up on the Fuel at 2-5 now after knocking them out 30-0. Quite a few shutouts this week in the league. Here's another one, 55-0, as Miami Fury go to 4-2, put the Palm Beach Punishers out of their misery. Punishers are now 1-5. How about the Sacramento Sirens? They go to 5-0, 55-0. Over the Tier 2 Modesto Maniacs. Maniacs now 1-4. Boston Militia, we got a couple of their people. Mia Brickhouse, Allison Cahill, coming up at 45 after the hour. They had a big win over the New York Sharks. Sharks, who were previously undefeated at 5-0, now get their first loss of the season after being shut out by the Militia 31-0. Pittsburgh Passion 4-2 now after beating up on the Baltimore Nighthawks 34-6. Nighthawks now go to 3-3 and at 500 for the season. Some more scores from the IWFL. It was week 7 for Saturday, May 15th. Here are some more scores. Portland Shockwave now 4-2 as they just beat up on the Seattle Majestics. Seattle still hasn't looking for their first win. They are 0-6. They lose 20-14 in a tough game in Portland. Carolina Phoenix still undefeated, 6-0. They just rip up on the Tennessee Valley Tigers, which are 1-4, but they lose last week 72-0 to the Phoenix. KC Tribe 80-0. Amazing. What a score there over the Tier 2 Minnesota Vixen. Tribe now 5-1, looking towards the playoffs as they continue to play well at the end of the season. Wisconsin Warriors 3-3 over the Iowa Crush, who are now 3-3. Wisconsin shuts the Crush out 40-0. Also a shutout, Chicago Forest undefeated at 6-0. They put up 49 points on the Wisconsin Wolves. Wolves get blanked. They are now 2-4. How about the Atlanta Explosion? Atlanta now 5-1, 50-0. They exploded on the Carolina Queens. Queens 1-5. They are looking for their second win coming into this week. And the last score of the IWFL for Week 7, it was the Bay Area Bandits in an upset over the LA Amazon. Bay Area putting together a great effort there, 4-1 now. Amazon's 3-2 as they come in this week to face the Sacramento Sirens. We'll get to Kim Bradshaw at 40 after the hour, talk about that matchup. But the Bay Area Bandits pull it out 33-22 over the Amazon. That's the end of the week 7 stats in the IWFL. Take a quick break. We're going to get right back to some more scores and interviews. We've got the WFA scores coming up right after this. I am Mark the Shark. You're listening to WFA
football preview. God, what am I saying? I forgot. What am I doing? I'm lost. Help me. It's a cyclone. No, never mind. I'm not lost. It's WFBTalkContinues.com. He rode the fast lane on the road to nowhere. Be right back. Welcome back, guy. I'm Mark the Shark. WFBTalkContinues.com. We are Friday Night Football Preview. Thanks for joining us. Sorry about that last break. That's what happens when the insurance salesman or the census taker or the land shark shows up at your door while you're trying to do a radio show. They don't know what's going on inside here, this magic box of four walls of excitement. Welcome back. I'm Mark the Shark. It's WFBTalkContinues.com. You can give us a call, 1-347-826-7278, or just get on the website and join our chat room. We can try to get to your calls and your conversation as we can. We've got a lot of guests tonight. Coming up in just about 3 or 4 minutes, Nikki Johnson of the WFA's Las Vegas Showgirls. Stay tuned for that. Let's get to the scoreboard real quick for the WFA. It was week 6, last Saturday, the 15th of May, and here's some scores. The New Jersey Titans 47-6 over the New England Nightmare. Titans now 2-3. Nightmare 1-4. Philadelphia Liberty Bells 5-0. What a great season they are having. 35-12 over the Keystone Assault. That was the Assault's first loss. And coming up in a little bit, 35 after the hour, Rachel Fischel, the quarterback of the Assault, talk about that loss. But they've got an important game. They got to put that behind them. They got a good game coming up this week against their division opponent. She'll talk about what it's going to take to get them over the hump. Coming up in just a few minutes. Back to the scores. Baltimore Burn 6-0 over the Southern Tier Spitfire. Burn now 3-1. Spitfire 0-5. Detroit Dark Angels 45-0 over the Dayton Diamonds. Love that, man. The Dark Angels now 2-2. Diamonds 0-4. Columbus Comets 36-31 over the West Michigan Mayhem. Great game out there. In Columbus. Columbus now 4-0, West Michigan 4-1, their first loss of the season. They will be looking for revenge later on. We've got the playoffs coming up in a few weeks. How about the Cleveland Fusion, 62-0 over the Toledo Rain? 5-1 now for Cleveland, Rain now 1-4. Jacksonville Dixie Blues, 47-13 over the Central Florida Anarchy. Blues now 6-0, Anarchy 2-3. How about those Tampa Bay Pirates, 8-0 over the Carolina Raging Wolves? Pirates 2-2, Wolves 2-3. Minnesota Machine 34-0. They are now 4-1. They beat the Nebraska Stampede. Stampede still looking for their first win of the season. Iowa Thunder 24-0 over the Kansas City Spartans. Spartans 1-3. Iowa Thunder now go to 4-1, looking good towards the end of the year. How about the Houston Power? Power 63-0 over the Acadiana Zydeco. Zydeco 0-5. That was Houston's 3-win. They are 500, 3-3 as they go forward. 5-0, the Lone Star Mustangs. They get their 5th win as they beat up on the Memphis Soul. Soul's first loss of the year. They go to 3-0. The Mustangs now 3-1 for the Soul and 5-0 for the Lone Star Mustangs. The Central California War Angels. 26-7 over the Utah Blitz. Central California now 2-3. Utah 0-5. Pacific Warriors, they're on a roll, 4-1, over 6-0 over the 0-5 San Diego Sting. And the last call of the day for the WFA will be the Las Vegas Showgirls, 48-8 over the Arizona Assassins. Showgirls looking great. We're going to get to Nikki Johnson here in just a second. She's on the line. Great showing by them. They beat the Assassins. Assassins now 2-3. That's your scoreboard for week 7 of the IWFL and week 6 of the WFA. We're going to get to Nikki Johnson in just a second. We will have the Zermelo rankings for both leagues here in just a few minutes. But on the line and on hold is the outstanding quarterback from the WFA's Las Vegas Showgirls, Nikki Johnson. Nikki, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I am doing fantastic. Thanks for being on the show, Nikki. You guys
are 5-0. My pleasure.
Thank you very much. You guys are 5-0 today. Let's get to a little bit about your background. I was trying to look into you and found out you're a local gal. You're out of Silverado High School. I actually lived in Henderson for a while, so I know where Silverado is. Tell me about what it means for you to kind of grow up in the area and end up being on the local team there.
I actually played flag football here for a really long time, about almost 10 years. And I actually saw our head coach, Dion, his daughter played in the same league as I did. So when I was younger, he saw me and said, hey, when you turn 18, you come and play. And I was never given the opportunity to play tackle before. So when I came out and played with the girls, I said, you know what, I love it. I'm in. Let's go. So, I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity. I'm glad to have taken it.
That's really fantastic. And we're glad you're playing. And I'm sure Las Vegas is. You're getting some good crowds out there, I hear. So for you, you're carrying the ball. I mean, you're passing the ball. You've got 15 of 23, 254 yards, couple of touchdowns. You've also got like 40 carries, and for 476 yards, 6 touchdowns. You're 15 catches for over 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. You've also got an interception, and you do the kickoff and punt returns. Is there anything else that you're not doing for this team? Do you give massages to the girls like at halftime too, or what am I missing?
I mean, if they ask for it, of course. But I'm not playing much defense. I mean, if I do need to go in, that's fine. I'll go ahead and do it. But anywhere coach puts me, I go ahead and try my best and do what I got to do. But for the most part, I'm an offensive kid, doing punt returns, kick returns. But I mean, defense, I can do it if coach always wants me to. But offense is kind of my thing.
Now, what do you think is your best ability? Was it when you have the ball? And I'm really going into some detail here if you want. Is it when you have the ball eluding somebody? Is it getting open in the first place? Is it seeing someone open when you're throwing the ball? What do you think is your best quality out of all the things you can do?
Of all the things I can do, I think I do well with the ball. When I have the ball and I'm running it or after receiving the ball, I know I got good hands. I have trust in my hands and trust in my ability. So as soon as I get the ball, I feel like I can read the field really well. And with the quick feet that I have, I make some moves that a lot of people can't keep up with. So honestly, I think I do very well in that aspect of the game. Quarterback, I'm still learning. I'm young. This is a new game for me, so I'm still learning how to read and do everything like that as a quarterback. But I'll get there. I know I will.
Now, is that something that, as you progress in as professional women's football, is that the position you really covet, and is that what you would like to kind of attain as you go forward?
I've always been a leader on a team, and as a quarterback, you are the leader of the team. So if it comes to the point where I have to be full-time quarterback, you know what, I'll do it. What I think of is this the best for the team. If my best position is at receiver, then I'll do receiver. If my best position is at quarterback, then I'm good with that. I think that as quarterback, I can bring another option to the team, being able to run the ball, being able to pass the ball. So eventually I'd like to see myself at quarterback. But I think our quarterback's doing a great job right now, and I'm having a lot of fun at receiver.
Yeah, I'll say so. I had her on the air last week. She had nothing but great stuff to say. You guys were 48-8 last week, speaking of that, over the Arizona Assassins. And it's obvious you can't decide what you want to do because you had 3 rushing touchdowns. You also had 3 receiving touchdowns. Tell me a little bit about last week's game.
Last week's game, to be honest, the game before we had played L.A., and I had a tough time with it. I felt frustrated during the game, and I wasn't really doing what I usually do. Had kind of an off game. So going into the next week, I actually had a prep talk with our defensive end, Charlie Cox, and she kind of, you know, told me that I need to work on my cuts, I need to read better, and instead of hitting the sideline every time, look for some stuff inside. So that was my main focus coming into the game. So after I came in with certain goals, I had to hit them. and getting the ball so much without, you know, with such a good passing game, I was able to complete those goals, which I think was how I got the, you know, all those receptions and all the touchdowns, was I focused on my goals and I got what I needed to get done.
You know, it's obvious, you're exactly right. We'll get to the other side of the ball in a second, but you're top 10 in passer rating right now. You're in top 15 in rushing yards. You're in top 10 in reception and receiving yards, and you're also in top 10 in kickoff and punt returns. So it's obvious that you give up, you know, you're giving 100% and you're really focusing on each thing when you're out there. You got to understand you're a very valuable asset for your team, and I'm sure that's probably why you're not too much on the defensive side of the ball out there, Nikki.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. I mean, I tried hopping in on defense a few times to see where I was needed, especially playing at safety a little, but coach is a little hesitant about that.
Well, tell me about the other side of the ball. And it's kind of hard to get a lot of information about the defensive girl, but you guys are playing great out there. You're not giving up a lot of points. You're playing really tough. Tell me about the defensive side of the ball and some of the players who you see standing out and some of the reasons you guys are able to shut people out and really hold them down.
Our D-line is just – we're not the biggest girls, you know, and obviously when you look at our roster, that you can tell that we're not the tallest girls, we're not the heaviest girls, but you can see that, you know, we're agile, we're fast, and we have a lot of heart. Our D-line is just – it's one of the quickest out there, and I've got to say one of our rookie DNs, Charlie Cox, she's just blowing it up on her side. Also, our linebackers have always been good. Chris Acacia, she's just phenomenal as linebacker. And then with Stephanie Gamer at safety, I mean, they can't get anything faster. So at this point, we just seem like we have a well-working defense, and I think they work well together.
22 after the hour, coming up at about 25 after the hour, Odessa Jenkins, running back, the WFA's Lone Star Mustang. Also have Rachel Fischel, Kim Bradshaw, Mia Brickhouse, and Allison Cahill coming up in a little bit. Right now we're talking to Nikki Johnson, the Las Vegas Showgirls. She's tearing it up out there. They are 5-0 in the WFA. So as your team winds down now, this week you've got the Utah Blitz. They're 0-5. I know they're one of the newer teams, and they're really trying to work on structure and discipline and getting their team together. As you and I both know, as playing with a couple years out there, that takes a while to get that going. So you guys have shut them out twice, but I'm sure, obviously, you're not going to take them easy. Tell us a little bit about what you expect out of the Blitz this week.
Well, every time we've seen them so far, the first time we saw them, it was a bit of a surprise for us. We expected more of a rookie-type team, but you know what? They had some skill out there. They showed that they knew the game. When we saw them again, we could tell that they had developed and they had practiced and they were getting better. So this time that we take them on, we're not expecting any rookie team anymore. We're expecting a team that is determined to get better and is getting better. So we're not going to take them lightly at all whatsoever. And coming so close to playoffs, we can't take any team lightly.
Exactly what my next question was going to be. As the team winds down, a loss would be devastating, even though you've taken this team out pretty handily twice. Not looking too far ahead of Utah, as you're not doing. Tell me a bit about how you guys are preparing as a team before I let you go to make that run in the playoffs.
Physically, I think we're there, and I think when it gets close to the playoffs, it's more of a mental thing. We have a lot of rookies on the team who haven't been to this point. You know, there's even some girls that were never big athletes before football, so it's a big mental thing coming from an undefeated season and having to keep your mind right while you're in playoffs. Yeah, it's playoffs, but you got to treat it as just another game. So I think what we're doing right now is just making sure that we're mentally in tune with one another so we can get the job done.
This is fantastic. You know, and that's what it takes, is that team concept and staying focused. And as long as you guys play well to the end, you guys are playing great right now. Just keep it up. Nikki, you're a fantastic interview. I really appreciate you being on. Would you like to give a shout-out or say anything to anybody before I let you go?
I'd just like to shout-out to the team and to the coach, Deion Lee. I think we're doing a great job, and as long as we stick together and we're on the same page, that we'll do well, and you'll be able to see us in the championship.
Awesome. Yeah, I had Coach Lee on that last week. He's a great interview also, and loves caring about you ladies, and I'm glad for you guys. You're having a great season. Keep it up out there, Nikki. That's Nikki Johnson, everybody, Las Vegas Showgirls, tearing it up in the WFA. They're 5-0. Thanks, Nikki. Good luck this week,
right,
and have a
you.
Great season.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Nikki Johnson, everybody, Las Vegas Showgirls. They're 5-0. Look for them to continue as they press towards the playoffs. We're going to take a short break. I am Mark the Shark. You are listening to WFBTalkContinues.com. White Fuse, get away. Be right back. Hello and welcome back. You are listening to the hottest show on Friday night on the internet. It's Friday Night Football Preview. I am your host, Mark the Shark, and welcome to another hot Friday night edition of the show that interviews the greatest players in professional women's football, gives you the stats and numbers and things you need to know to make you the ultimate fan. Oh, welcome back to the show. I am Mark the Shark. You are listening to WFBTalkContinues.com. You want to be a guest on the show. You know somebody that should be a guest on the show. You think somebody should be a guest on the show. Give me a call, 702-328-1330, or you can call Barbara at 916-295-4568. We would love to hear from you. Coming up in just moments, Odessa Jenkins, running back with the WFA's Lone Star Mustang. She's on the line. She's got something to say. We're going to get right with her. Coming up at 35 after the hour, Rachel Fischel, quarterback, WFA's Keystone Assault. And we also have Kim Bradshaw from the Sacramento Sirens coming up at 40 after. Also, Mia Brickhouse and Allison Cahill from the Boston Militia at 45 after the hour. Right now, let's bring her up on the line from the Lone Star Mustangs. It's the star running back, Odessa Jenkins. Odessa, how are you tonight?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Can't you tell? Don't I tell? Doesn't my voice sound like I'm having a great time?
You do. I'm trying to be where you are right now.
It's a hard way and a long flight, but I'll bet you could get here if you try it, Odessa. Hey, welcome
Almost
to the up. Show. Thanks for joining Friday Night Football Preview. You are with the Lone
Thanks
Star
for
Mustangs.
Me.
You got. Hey, we're very welcome to have you. Thank you very much for being here. Had one of your teammates on last week. You guys are out of Bedford, Texas. Tell me a little bit about playing for the Lone Star Mustangs and what makes it fun for you to go out there and bang heads every Saturday night.
You know, it's been an amazing experience so far. It's an exciting thing to be undefeated. You know, winning is always nice, but you know, just having the teammates that I have and the coaching staff that we have, it's just been it's a really good outlet. You know, we all play football for different reasons, and I play as an outlet to the rest of my life. And if I could do this for a living, I would. But it definitely is serving that purpose. You know, last night we did some hitting drills, you know, getting ready for our little bye week that we have coming on. But I just, you know, I'm having a really good ride with the Mustangs, and being a part of this team and this family is a one-in-a-million experience.
Fantastic. You know, it looks like you're having fun playing out there. So far you've got 513 yards. You've got 6 rushing touchdowns. You've also got 6 passes for about 185 and have 2 touchdowns there. Tell me a little bit about your background and athletically and kind of what got you to this point of where you decided to join a professional women's team and what makes you athletic.
You know, I think my mom and dad made me so athletic. But football has always been a part of my life. You know, I come from a family full of boys, so it was a requirement of me to go out there and learn how to hit, learn how to tackle as a little girl. So football's always been a thing. Basketball was my sport. Went to college, played basketball in college in California. I'm originally from Cali. I'm a Cali girl. And just from there, when I was done, I coached Division I basketball for a couple years, and when I was done with that and ready to move on with my career, I needed to have that competition still. Played a little bit in the Central Coast of California in some rec leagues, and when I came here to Texas, I was really ready to step my game up and see how good I'd be with the big girls. So I went out and tried for the Dallas Diamonds at the time, made the team and won a championship ring with them, and parted ways with them this year and started on with the Mustangs. So football is a part of me and who I am. If you saw me play, you know that this is kind of a no-brainer for me.
Now, when you were growing up, did you actually play a little softball too?
No, I didn't play any softball. Actually, my only experience with softball was going out my sophomore year, because I played every other sport from soccer to volleyball. I played everything. Anything that had a winner and a loser, I was trying to be on the winner side of it. So I went out and tried off for softball and caught a fly ball and fell over the fence and realized that probably wasn't the sport for me. So I stuck with the other ball sports.
That's awesome. Hey, you've got Gabriel Rojas out there as your running back and wide receiver coach. Tell me a little bit about him and how he's helping you be a better player out there.
You know, Coach Gabe's a special guy. I'm not I'm a pretty coachable person. It doesn't take much for me, but I'm highly competitive. So Gabe does a lot in keeping me focused on the little things, making sure that I, you know, see the smaller things in light of the big picture. He has really helped me identify some of my strengths that I've been missing as a football player. Although I've been around it for forever, I've only been coached really these last couple years, and identifying where my strengths and weaknesses are, the way I hit the hole, how aggressive I am when I meet contact, all those things he's really helped me with. The whole coaching staff has really helped me develop to be a better player.
Now, I bet also it's helped you by having Brittany Bushman back there at quarterback, handing off and throwing you the ball where you need it. Tell me a little bit about what it's like playing with her.
Brittany Bushman is a talent. She is a major athlete. She's a tough one, too. She can move. You know, she can throw. She's one of the more accurate quarterbacks that I've seen in this game, and she hasn't even hit her stride or peak yet. That kid's a winner, and having a quarterback that's accurate, that has a command of the huddle, that knows what she's doing, obviously makes it easy for the rest of us. You know, besides Brittany, having another tailback back there that's as good as Brittany Satterwhite doesn't hurt, So yeah, it's really nice having a quarterback that knows what I do and knows where to go with the ball when I'm ready for it. So yeah, Brittany's nice.
Right now we're talking to Odessa Jenkins, running back of the undefeated Lone Star Mustang. 35 after the hour. Coming up in moments, we've got Rachel Fischel with the Keystone Assault. Also with Kim Bradshaw, Mia Brickhouse, and Allison Cahill coming up shortly, about 45 after the hour. Don't go anywhere. Hey, last week, Odessa, you beat the previously undefeated Memphis Soul 55-0. I mean, pretty downright outstanding. What made that game at least appear easy on paper, as I'm sure Memphis was tough on the field?
Yeah, you know, Memphis was a tough competitor, but I think that I heard someone say earlier on the show that a team's hitting their stride. Well, I think we're hitting our stride at the right time. We felt like there were a lot of people really excited about their running back. I can't even remember her name, but she was, I think, the number one rusher in the league at the time. So our defense had really prepared us for the week, because they were so high and so strong related to the run and shutting her down, that I think we all prepared ourselves to play our best football game thus far. It was pretty mistake-free. They were a good team, but I think on that day we were just better. And on a personal level, I just had something to prove. You know, I'm just trying to be the best out there. So if somebody else is calling themselves the best, I want to prove it wrong.
Hey, well, you did a good job. You guys are really laying out the points. You've got a bye this week. So next week, right now, you're going to be facing the New Orleans Blaze. They are 2-2 as of now. I know they have a game this week. What do you know about them, and what do you think it's going to take to beat them and stay undefeated?
You know, I'm not necessarily worried about them and what they do. I think that if the Mustangs do what we do well, you know, that's pound the ball on the ground, and when it's time to pass accurately, play shutdown defense, go out there with a lot of heart, we're unbeatable. And if, as long as everyone stays healthy and we do those things, it doesn't matter what anyone else comes with. So I'm sure they're going to be strong and they're going to be on top of their game. But as long as we do what we do, it's just going to be another W.
Well, you guys are rated right now number one in the Zermelo rankings as of the 15th with that 5-0 record, ranked ahead of the Columbus Comets, teams like the Philadelphia Liberty Bills, the St. Louis Slam, and even the Dixie Blues. So somebody's noticing you're playing well out there. And let's give a little acknowledgement to the Mighty Mustangs defense. Why don't you throw some names out, maybe give some props to some of those players, because as you guys are putting up points, you're also shutting people out.
Oh, man, yeah, the black shirts is what we call them. They are a nasty bunch of women. but there's a couple players out there. You know, our safety, Danielle Otiano, we call her Jersey. She's kind of the safety valve out there, keeping things down. I think she might lead us in tackles now. There's also our quarterback, our backup quarterback, Hull, who's playing our linebacker position, Jennifer Hull, number four. She's a beast out there at linebacker. She's always shutting them down, as well as Alex the Animal is what we call her, shutting down things in the middle. From everybody, DJ Gay, outside linebacker, and DN dominating. I think Alex actually leads the league in tackles for a loss. It really goes on and on defensively. Maria stuff, shutting down things on the corner. Our black shirts, I want to be like them when I grow up, I tell you. If I could get me some on that defense, I really would, because they're the thing. They get it started for us and they finish it for us.
Sound more dangerous than watching a bunch of 80-year-old women in a old folks home fighting over a dauber for a bingo card, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But,
no, it gets nasty. It gets nasty. So that's the way we like it, though. That's the way it's supposed to be, right, on defense.
There you go. Hey, coming up in just minutes, Rachel Fischer with the Keystone Assault. She's the quarterback. Odessa, before we let you go, what would you like to add, or would you like to give a shout-out to anybody else that might be listening out there today?
Now, I'd just like to say to the Mustangs and all of our fans, thank you for the support, and let's just keep on doing what we're doing. Stay together as one, and to all the other teams, stay safe and come with it when you play us, because we got something that I don't think anybody's ready for.
Well, they're the number one ranked team in the country right now as far as the Women's Football Alliance goes, so she knows what she's talking about, folks. And if you challenge her, come out to her field, they'll prove it to you. That's Odessa Jenkins, running back of the undefeated Lone Star Mustangs. Odessa, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
All right. That's Odessa Jenkins, running back, Lone Star Mustangs. They are 5-0 in the WFA. We've got on the line Rachel Fisher. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get right to her and some more interviews and stats right after this. I am Mark the Shark. You are listening to WFBTalkContinues.com. Time to make the donuts. Be right back. Welcome back. I am Mark the Shark. You are listening to Friday Night Football Preview. Thanks for joining me on my Friday night. What I love to do is talk to the lovely ladies of professional women's football. We're running a little behind schedule, but don't go anywhere because our guests are not going anywhere. They're going to be here to tell you why they love playing football. Welcome back to the show. Once again, I am Mark the Shark. WFBTalkContinues.com. You can give us a call, 1-347-826-7278, and join the conversation. We've got a chat board and everything else going around, so if you've got something to say or you'd like to talk to somebody, let me know. WFBTalkContinues.com. I am Mark the Shark, and we were going to have a lady named Rachel Fisher on, but we understand she couldn't join us. We've decided to have a lady named Rachel Fisher on. So we have Rachel Fisher, I guess, from the Keystone Assault, the quarterback of the 3-1 Assault out of the WFA. Rachel, are you there?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I guess we couldn't have somebody that sounded like you, so we're going to have you instead. Rachel Fisher. I said your name wrong about 50 times, but I thought I saw it that way, so I apologize. Rachel, thanks
That's
for
okay.
being on the show. How are you tonight?
I'm great.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about the Keystone Assault. You guys are 3-1 out there. A little bit about yourself real quick. You are the third-rated quarterback right now in the WFA. You are the second in the league in touchdowns. You're 32 of 68 for 670 yards. You've got 9 touchdowns, 1 pick with a 115 rating. You're throwing the ball great out there, Rachel. Tell me a little bit about playing for the Keystone Assault.
Well, it's definitely been a learning experience. It's just being a second-year team. We're very young, and it's just, you know, taking one game at a time and just learning from my mistakes, and it's been fun, though.
Well, that's the best thing about it. I mean, you're not going to play if it's not fun. Do you have a nickname out there, Rachel? I was trying to get you information about your face, so your nickname. But told you may have a nickname.
Yeah. They call me the Beast.
The Beast. I love it.
Yeah.
Does anybody wear blue out there for you? Get a bunch of blue sweatshirts going out there yet, or anything like that?
No. Just right. They call me the Beast because when I guess I run my quarterback sneaks, I'm kind of tough to bring down, so they start calling me the Beast.
That's an awesome nickname. I would stick with it. It sounds like it fits you. Hey, you're born in Columbia, Pennsylvania, now playing with the Keystone Assault. Tell me a little bit about your growing up and what it was like growing up in Columbia and how you became an athlete. What's some of your athletic background?
It's a small town. I played softball, volleyball. That's pretty much it, and bowling and stuff like that. But then I found
Little bowling.
What's
huh?
that? Yeah.
Little bowling? Yeah,
that's
you could bowl
my. Yeah, that's how I explain my strong arm because everybody's like, I can't even do 15 push-ups. And.
But you could do about 5 one-handed push-ups probably, huh?
No.
Oh, good, okay. What's your average out there in bowling land?
Probably 160, 170.
Hey, that's pretty good. Not bad. Well, last week you guys lost to the Liberty Bells. It was your first loss of the season, 35-12. Tell me a little bit about what you got out of that going in, knowing you guys were both undefeated, coming out there on the other side of the loss there. Tell me a little bit about that game.
Well, we knew it was going to be rough because Philly's definitely a physical team, and they have a lot of speed. And we lost to them last year twice, and we knew going in it was going to be a tough game. And just being a young team, you know, actually winning and actually hearing that, you know, we have a chance to be, you know, first place in the region and, you know, it kind of gets in your head and stuff and puts a lot of pressure on you. But, you know, we try to go out and just try to play our best, and it was a tough loss, you know, thinking that, you know, you can play up to that par and to fall short, just, you know, we just pick ourselves back up and try to look forward to the next game.
Well, that's all you got to do, you know. And then speaking of the next game, you thought that game was tough. This looks like this could be the biggest game of the year. You're going to face the Baltimore Burn. They are also 3-1, and the worst thing about it is they're in your division. So this is an important game.
Yes, and it's for a Central PA team to actually say, you know, we're going to shoot for first place in a division. You know, is new to us, and you know we're trying to mentally prepare for that and. You know, and start getting, you know, that winning mentality is, you know, new to us. So we lost to Baltimore twice last year, too. And, of course, they're a physical team, too. And so we're trying to prepare ourselves, go down and play the best we can.
Well, you guys are actually tied for them in the rankings at 14. So it'll be very interesting to see how that game comes this week. You've got a couple of people that are making your job just a little easier out there. I'm going to throw some names out, and you just give me a couple of words, how you feel about them and what you think they're doing for the team. How about Jen Robinson? She's a running back out there who's got 4 touchdowns for you.
Yes, Jen, she's small, but she can get to where she needs to be. She's quick. She has some speed. She's definitely an asset to have in the backfield.
Okay, how about Corey Young? She's the wide receiver, 13 catches, 5 touchdowns, really helping you out, reeling the ball in for you.
Yeah, Corey, she's doing great out there. You know, she's one of the people I can depend on when we're 3rd and long or 4th and long and to get the ball to. And she also makes the plays after the catches, which is nice for us because that's just extra yardage for us. She's great to have, too.
All right, and on the defensive side of the ball, you guys are obviously doing something there. You've got Mary Pratt with 11 tackles for loss. And how about Tuffy Howard? Is it she's got 3 forced fumbles. Tell me a little bit about your defense and those 2 girls.
Oh, yeah, they're great to have on defense. Mary definitely puts pressure in the backfield. And kind of like guide them into Tuffy, which is great because If there's another beast on the team, it'd be Tuffy.
So you could be the beast too, huh?
Yep.
Well, as you said, I said 49 after the hour. Appreciate. We've got Kim Bradshaw running a little late. We're going to get with her in just a moment. Also, Mia Brickhouse and Allison Cahill of the Boston Militia coming up in just moments too. All right, going last question for you, Rachel. Going forward, as you guys stated, you're a new team. You're 3-1. This new position for you. You really got this big game going this week. What are you just really looking for out of your team at this point of the season, and what do you expect out of the rest of the year?
Well, after the loss of Philly, I just hope the team, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves just to come back out and, you know, do away with the pressure and just go out and have fun and just play football. And, you know, if we come out with a victory, great. If we don't, you know, just dust ourselves off and get ready for the next game and just try to win out the season and hopefully, you know, maybe we'll make the playoffs one way or the other.
Rachel, excellent answer. Thank you very much. It's been a great interview. I appreciate you being our guest today. You want to give a shout out or say anything before I let? Hey, you're welcome. You want to say anything before I let you go or say hello to anybody?
Well, just wanted to do the shout out to the team and just tell them to prepare for a very physical game tomorrow, and hopefully we'll come out with a victory.
Excellent. Great. Thank you, Rachel Fisher. Rachel Fisher, everybody, key quarterback of the Keystone Assault. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, Rachel Fisher, quarterback of the Keystone Assault, everyone. I'll tell you what, they are 3-1 in the WFA, and they got a big, big game against the Baltimore Burn. They are 3-1 also. It's for the division probably. So good luck to both teams out there, and good luck, Rachel, and the rest of the Assault. Instead of taking a break, we're going to jump right back on the line. My voice is going to have to hold out. We're running a little behind. Right now, we're going to welcome in Kim the Kitten Bradshaw of the Sacramento Sirens. Kitten, are you there?
I am here. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. This is Kim Bradshaw, everybody. She is a Sacramento Sirens longtime vet. She is now in her 10th year, as are the Sirens up there in Northern California. Kim is also a part owner of the team. Sirens are 5-0. Kim, tell me a little bit about maybe what it's like to, for one, be in your 10th year. Let's start there. 10 years with the same team playing and, you know, and continuously. Tell me about that.
Well, being in my 10th year, I actually feel like it's my first year. I actually took a year off to let my body recover and rest, and I'm coming back this season as if it was my first year. I'm stronger, I'm smarter, I'm more patient, and I'm definitely more aggressive.
And doggone it, people like you.
Exactly. I hope so. I try to have fun, you know.
Now, tell me a little bit about you're also a part owner of the team, and you do a lot of stuff with the media and things, some promotion stuff. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to take that on, as well as just do your regular job, and then maybe go out and play some football too.
It's very difficult, but I'm very passionate about the team. My goal is always try to raise money, find as many sponsors as possible. That way we can keep our fees low. You know, all of us have jobs, you know, moms, doctors, teachers. And we're not exactly made of money, and we're not getting paid for a sport that we all love. So I'm always out there networking. I always have my cards on me. I'm always, you know, out in every type of function throughout the community. So, you know, whatever I can get the Sirens involved in, we do it.
Well, you know, you're a perfect person to talk to also about kind of a line. I mean, that's where you live your life. And you're a middle clogger is really what you are. You really just kind of pull that line up and make some penetrations so that you guys have some great defensive backs and safeties out there. I know that because you got 9 interceptions already this year, 2 of them for touchdowns. Tell me about the unsung heroes, the ladies in the trench. Tell me what it's like to be one of them.
You know, our goal is to make the backfield, you know, we keep them safe. We don't want them to work. We want to do all the work. We don't want anybody to get past the line, and that's always our goal. All of them, from Bella to Shado, to Alicia, to Pop. I mean, I have so many girls, you know, I'm trying to name them all, but I know you're short on time. All of us, just Pudding Pop, we got Lollipop, we got all kinds of pops. But, you know, as the line, we're all very aggressive, we're very disciplined. Our D-line coach, Coach McCann, this year has taught us a lot of new things and techniques that we've been practicing, and we are ready to bring it on and take on L.A. tomorrow.
Excellent. Yeah, speaking of which, last week you blew out the Modesto Maniacs for the second time, another shutout, 55-0 last week. But you've got the LA Amazons this week, and they are 3-2. You beat them in week four in easily your toughest game of the year, 27-26, a game that literally went down to the end of the game. LA had a letdown last week, and you and I talked about that earlier this week. They kind of let it go at the end of the game. They let the Bay Area Bandits come away with a 33-22 win, and the Bay Area is looking good. Now, what do you think happened to LA there, and how do you think they need to pump it up, and what does that concern you kind of as going into this game when you know it's one of the biggest games of the year?
I'm not one of those people that are actually online. I think this is like the third or fourth time I've actually gone on, you know, the radio and listened to the internet. I basically focus from game to game, and I really don't pay attention to maybe what happened. I might want to hear the score, but actually, you know, I didn't really hear a lot that happened. I mean, Bay Area, you got to give it to them. We played them our first game, and they're a tough group of ladies. So, I mean, something clicked. They came together, and they took on Amazon, and I think Amazon might have been a little surprised. So that's how I'm taking that game.
And that, you know, exactly, and I'm sure they're going to come in with their heads up ready to roar because this game is important to them. They could actually make a feasible run at the playoffs if they come up with a win against you in Sacramento this week. And let's talk about that. And real quick, it's 56 after the hour. We've got two more guests tonight, Mia Brickhouse and Allison Cahill. They are very, very patiently standing by. They're with the Boston Militia. Ladies, thank you very much. I'll be with you in just a couple minutes. Got a couple more questions for the Kitten out of Sacramento. Let's talk about that. You're 5-0 now. You don't take anybody lightly. I understand that. But you always, as the goal of being a Siren, since you've made you've been world champs three times, the playoffs are always something you look forward to. And what are you doing to gear yourself up for that mindset as the season winds down?
Well, we're trying to keep the girls healthy, keep them grounded. Coach Brown, our head coach, you know, keeps us very humble. We don't get big heads. You know, we're 5-0, but at any moment, you know, especially this game tomorrow, I know right now most of the girls are at home looking at their playbooks. They're watching tape. I mean, they're resting up. You know, we're taking this game very, very, very seriously. It's a this is what I would say. We're at the top of the mountain. We've slowly climbed. Each game we've gotten better. Our rookies are just coming along. They're just amazing. And we've all just become this, you know, family, and we depend on each other. We trust each other. And, I mean, Amazon, they better come with their A game because the Sirens are coming with theirs.
Love it. Now, being two more questions here. Your future, Bert, personally, being a 10-year vet, you can't play forever. Maybe you haven't thought about retiring yet, but what do you see as your future with the team? And after you do retire, how involved do you want to be as you press forward?
Well, as an owner, I want the Sirens to succeed. I want women's football to be, you know, up there with men's football. I mean, we play aggressive. We know the sport. We're not as physically strong as men, but you know what? We can play the game as well. Me, personally, I plan on playing probably until an arm falls off, but, you know, I love the sport so much, so I'm probably in it for probably a good another 2 or 3 years.
Well, I understand you know a little ballroom dancing. I was wondering if you could teach me the Argentine tango. Do you think you could work that out?
I definitely will. I mean, if you don't mind getting close to Kitten, I promise I won't scratch you.
You just keep your claws in or I'm going to have you clipped, okay?
First, you got to catch me.
Right, that's true. That's true. Everybody, thank you very much. Hey, Kim, before I let you go, you want us to give a shout-out or anything to the Sirens or anybody else might be listening tonight?
You know, I just want to give it out to my girls. Stay rested, stay focused, and tomorrow, let's give Amazon a good game.
Tomorrow we ride. That's Kim Kitten Bradshaw, the Sacramento Sirens, everybody. Kitten, thanks for being with us tonight.
Take care, Mark. See you tomorrow.
All right, you have a great night. We will be out there. That's Kim Kitten Bradshaw, the Sacramento Siren, defensive lineman, line woman. She just does it all. She's also the part owner out there. And if you want to join me, I will be out there myself, Mark the Shark, along with my partner, the Lawman. We will be at the Sacramento Siren home game broadcasting that, or actually check that, doing the home announcing for that game at the Siren Field. So that's the LA Amazon at the Sacramento Sirens tomorrow night. We are going to take a quick break right here, and we're going to get to two ladies from the Boston Militia, Mia Brickhouse, Allison Cahill. We've been waiting patiently, but we need to take a 60-second break. We're going to be right back after this. You are listening to WFBTalkContinues.com. I am Mark the Shark. Warning, shoots flaming balls. Be right back.
Hello and welcome back. This Friday night football preview. 8 o'clock in all's well. 11 o'clock on the East Coast. Thanks for joining us. I am Mark the Shark on Friday Night Football Preview on WFBTalkContinues.com. Welcome back to the tail end of the show. If you're just tuning in, you missed a lot. You missed Nikki Johnson with the Las Vegas Showgirls showing us how she's undefeated out there in Vegas land. Odessa Jenkins, a running back with the Lone Star Mustangs. Great interview with Odessa. Rachel Fisher, with the quarterback with the Keystone Assault. They're 3-1. They've got a great game this week, and Rachel was filling us in on how they were going to beat the next opponent. Kim Bradshaw just ended up. The Sirens have a great game against the L.A. Amazon. Good luck, Kim. We'll see you tomorrow night out there. But right now on the line, we've got Mia Brickhouse and Allison Cahill of the Boston Militia. Ladies, how are you this evening?
Doing great.
Well,
how are you?
Hey, that's both of you at the same time. Real quick. Let's find out who is who. Let's find out, Mia. Let's see what you're
right here. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mia. How about you, Allison? Are you there?
I am here, and I'm doing great as well.
All right, now that I know who sounds like who, Mia Ace Brickhouse. Let's get to both of these ladies real quick. They are the co-captains of the Boston Militia, who are now 6-0, and they are ranked number 2 in the Zermelo ranking, just behind the Chicago Force and ahead of the Sacramento Sirens. So you're doing something right out there in Boston land. Mia, tell me a little bit about what's it like to play for the Boston Militia.
Well, you know, Mark, it's been a great franchise to play for, and I've played for a few franchises over the years, so this is by far a top I've ever played for, starting with our owner, Ernie Bach Jr., and all the way down. It's been great. So this year we're hoping we end with the trophy, which is, you know, obviously what everybody's going for.
Exactly right. Allison, how about you? Tell me about your experience with the Militia. How's it been coming up as a quarterback with them?
Oh, it's been great. You know, building momentum year after year, third year as this team together. Like me, I played for a couple teams prior to this team, and really nothing compares. When you start with the ownership and you have financial stability and media outlets, and you can get the word out and generate interest and get as many good athletes as you can coming up to tryouts. It's just, like I said, been building for 3 years, and we hope that this is the year.
Now, how much does being a personal trainer help you, Allison, prepare for the game? And what kind of edge do you think that gives you in playing football every week?
I'm not sure. You know, obviously being in the gym helps. But, you know, even when I wasn't a trainer and I was playing football, I definitely made time to get to the gym. But you'd be surprised. Other people want to work out, too. So I got to train my clients and then fit in my own workouts. But it definitely is good to be around people who want to get fit, for sure. But regardless, I'm always trying to prepare myself for the game, no matter what my job is.
Now, you're a Princeton University graduate. Tell me a little bit about going to Princeton. We heard about that at the big school, gets talked about a lot. What was it like, your experience?
I just felt extremely lucky to be there. You know, I'm from a small public high school, and kind of through a lucky connection, somebody, the coach down there, got my name and contacted me. And as soon as I went down there, I knew that's the place I wanted to be. And just, you know, still at this point, you know, 7 years later, still feel extremely fortunate to have gotten that opportunity and just been surrounded by such excellence and amazing people.
That's Allison Cahill, one of the captains and the quarterback of the Boston Militia, who are 6-0 this year. We've also got Mia Ace Brickhouse, another co-captain, on the phone. Hey, Mia, you've got a music background. Tell me a little bit about, you went to a musical high school, I understand. Tell me about that.
Oh, very good. You've done your research. Yeah, you know, I grew up in Philadelphia, and I'd say a musical town, so I grew up playing the saxophone, believe it or not. I haven't played for my team yet, but if they bring me a ring, I will definitely play for them.
So I'm looking forward to a duet between you and Bill Clinton sometime soon?
Oh, well, absolutely. I'm pretty much going to say that I could take Bill, no doubt. You know, Philly's definitely a musical town, so yeah.
But, you know, also I found interesting of you, and I exactly can feel how you translate this into the football world. But one of your most favorite quotes was, the man on top of the mountain did not fall there. I mean, that's, you can just put that into a football perspective. You can put that in a life perspective. Tell me what that means to you.
You know, it's, I put that quote there for a reason, and it does mean a lot to me. I mean, I've been on teams where the talent was out of this world, but you know what? You know, we didn't work hard as we should have, and to me, that was a lesson I learned, that no matter what talent you have, you have to study film, study your playbook, listen to your coaches, and I think that's what makes us different this year. I mean, we've had plenty of talented teams and talented individuals, but as a whole, you know, the Boston Militia is really coming together to, you know, our weakest player out there is actually becoming a strength. So for us, it's really just about working hard every day. I mean, even though we're undefeated, if you ask that locker room, you know, no one's happy with some of the results that we've had so far. So we're just constantly striving to get better every game, every play.
You know, I can tell that. I mean, last week you beat the New York Sharks. They were undefeated when you took them out 31-0. So you didn't look at their record and take them. You didn't obviously take them for granted, but you put it to them.
Oh, and it was a good outcome for us. I think everyone was pleased overall, but at the same time, you know, way too many turnovers as usual, too many punts. So it's just one of those things where we get back to the classroom and we just work on it. So it's a constant struggle for us just to be the best, and we're not going to stop until we are.
Well, Allison, back to you. Allison Cahill, the captain and the quarterback, co-captain with Mia Brickhouse. Allison, tell me a little bit about, you've got, now you had the Philly game was canceled this week against the Firebirds, so your next game is coming up in early June against the DC Divas. They're 3-2 right now. That could change, but you beat them in a real tough game in week 4, 42-35. What do you need to do to get ahead of them and take them out again to stay undefeated?
It was kind of an unusual game. We haven't had a, you know, such a high scoring and closely contested game like that at any other point in the year. And kind of like Mia was saying in the Sharks game, in the DC game, we left a couple points out there on offense, you know, made a couple mistakes and took ourselves off the field. And then our defense, I think, you know, just had a little bit of trouble adjusting because it's a pretty new offense, new quarterback, and they have such a tough power running game. And we're a smaller, faster defense. But with a game off this weekend and having an extra week to prepare, more time to study film, I think we can actually play better than we did down there and have a better result. So looking forward to it. They're a great team to play against. They compete hard, and they've been great for so long now. So it's a challenge that we look forward to.
Excellent. Also, I'd like to ask you, Allison, as you go forward, what do you need to do? You guys really had a great run last year at the end of last year. I mean, you just lost, obviously. You went to the playoffs, and you only lost the last game that you needed, that, you know, that you would have won to really win it all. What do you think you need to do differently this year to make it that last step and to go a little further?
I think we have the benefit of going into the year knowing exactly what our goal is, which is, you know, to make it to the Super Bowl and win it. You know, last year we weren't quite sure of our identity at that point. We were only – you know, our second year together. So I think, you know, we have a much, you know, an off season behind us that we were much more focused and together and worked harder and prepared. But to take that next step, I think we just need to be more consistent and put together great games on all sides of the ball from start to finish. You know, that game that you referred to, we started strong. We were up 14-0, and DC fought hard, came back, and then we took the lead again at the last second, but we didn't make the last play. They did. So I think it was an important lesson for us to learn, and we grew from it, and just need to keep playing hard physically the way we always have, but maybe just be a little bit more consistent mentally.
That's Allison Cahill, the quarterback and one of the co-captains of the Boston Militia. Mia Ace Brickhouse, she's also a co-captain, one of the star running backs. Hey, Mia. You guys have, let's talk a little bit on the other side of the ball and maybe get some acknowledgement to the ladies that play a little D. Besides that 35-point game against the Divas, you've had 3 shutouts, giving up 6 points and 10 points in another game. Your defense is doing something great. Why don't you give some props to some of those ladies?
Well, you know, Mark, that's great that you pointed it out, and you know football well enough to know that all that starts with the line. I mean, the pressure that, our defensive line puts on quarterbacks and just mixing it up, the looks that they get, they've been tremendous. So big shout out to, you know, Keita Payne, who's always bringing the pain. Just everyone really on the D-line is doing it. Jess Cabrera, everyone really is just working hard. And those are some vets, too, that have been playing a long time. And they don't want to see their efforts in vain. So they want a championship just like everyone else. So Jessica Penta, too, you know, she's one of those linebackers where doesn't get as much recognition as she should. But she's by far one of the best linebackers in the league. So big shout out to Jessica Penta.
Excellent. Well, ladies, that's about the time we have. Hey, real quick, Allison, would you want to give a shout-out or say anything before I let you go?
Oh, of course. You know I'm going to shout-out the offensive line, so I keep them on my good side. They've been great all year.
Attest
to that, too. It starts and finishes with them, so we're extremely fortunate to have a veteran, athletic, hungry group of O-line women. So all the shout-outs for them.
How about you, Ace Brickhouse? Who do you want to say hi to?
How about the very friendly, ultra-talented Dawn Herring? She's probably the toughest running back we have. A big shout-out to number 8, Dawn Herring.
Excellent. That's a way to give a little props to some of the other offensive load girls. Hey, I appreciate it. That's Allison Cahill, co-captain and quarterback of the Boston Militia, and Mia Ace Brickhouse, co-captain and running back of the Boston Militia. Ladies, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Mark.
You take care.
Thank you very much. Ladies from the Boston Militia, Mia Ace Brickhouse, Allison Cahill, wrapping up the interview section of the program. Thank you, ladies, for being here. Absolutely fantastic. They're doing great out there. If you're local, please go check out the Boston Militia. They're undefeated, and they're really going to try to make a serious run as the season goes down. We're going to take a quick break and get to some stats and numbers. Well, if my voice holds out, we'll do a radio show. I'm Mark the Shark, and you're listening to WFBTalkContinues.com. Last night, I dreamed I ate a giant marshmallow, and when I woke up, my pillow was gone. Be right back. Hello and welcome back. I am Mark the Shark, and you are listening to Friday Night Football Preview on your home for the best of professional women's football information. You know anybody else that has the guests we have? No. You know anybody else that has the information we have? No. Tune in every Friday night. If you're not, you're missing out. 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, for the best in pro football of women's kind in information and interviews. Thank you, all the guests today. We had Nikki Johnson of the WFA's Las Vegas Showgirls. Nikki, thank you. You were a great interview. We had also had Odessa Jenkins, running back with the WFA's Lone Star Mustangs. Rachel Fisher, quarterback with the Keystone Assault out of the WFA. Absolutely fantastic. Kim Kitten Bradshaw. She's a part owner out there of the Sacramento Sirens in the IWFL. And also just wrapped it up with Mia Brickhouse and Allison Cahill of the IWFL's Boston Militia. All right, we're going to get to some stats and numbers and wrap up the show here. Take a quick little beverage break. Absolutely beautiful. I highly recommend Vitamin Water. They are not a sponsor of the show. But let me tell you, Vitamin Water works for me. Triple X or Defense, my favorite flavors. Anyways, let's take a look at the passing yard leaders in the IWFL. Right now, we've got the KC Tribe has 1,708 passing yards. SoCal Scorpions in second with 1,341, and the New York Sharks in third with 1,145. Passing touchdowns also lays out the same way. Tribe has 24, Scorpions 17, and the Sharks have 16. Individual numbers for passing yards. Jenny Schmidt still leading with the Tribe. She has over 1,500 passing yards. Absolutely crazy. Way to go, Jenny. How about Melissa Gallegos? She's in second with the Scorpions. She has 1,281 yards. And then Karen Mulligan with the Sharks has 1,145. Passing touchdowns, Jenny Schmidt also leading there with the Tribe. She has 21 touchdowns. Melissa Gallegos has 15. And Karen Mulligan of the Sharks also has 15. On the rushing yards, the California Quake has 1,829 rushing yards. Sacramento Sirens in second with 1,643. And the Chicago Force in third with 1,562. Rushing touchdowns as a team, the Carolina Phoenix with 28 rushing touchdowns. Way to go, Carolina. Cal Quake have 25. Chicago Force with 24. And the Sirens have 23. Individual rushing yards, Monique Zaki is still tearing it up for the California Quake. She's got 1,284 yards. A new lady on the leaderboard, Jerica Hinson, hope I'm saying that right, with the Carolina Phoenix. Miss Hinson has 669 yards. Way to go. And then Priscilla Gardner with the SoCal Breakers has 604 rushing yards. Rushing touchdowns, Monique Zaki, Cal Quake, she's got 14. Catherine Converse of the Force has 11. And Jerica Hinson of the Phoenix has 10. Let's take a look at reception yards. Jessica Javelin with the Scorpions has 543. Holly Peterson, also of the Scorpions, she stays in second with 417. And a new person on the leaderboard, it's Tegan Stewart of the Tribe, has 408 receiving yards. Let's check the reception totals. Lauren Manfred of the New York Nemesis has 25, as does Regina Nolan of the Baltimore Nighthawks. She also has 25 receptions. In third place is Tegan Stewart of the Tribe with 19. Looking at reception touchdowns, we've got Holly Peterson and Jessica Javelin, both of the Scorpions. They both have 7 each. And we have a new lady in the leaderboard. It's Rusty Sowers. Rusty has 6 touchdowns. She's with the Tribe. And we also have Shante Bonds and Adrian Smith of the Sharks each have 6. We're going to take a look at the defensive numbers in just a minute. Take a quick break. You are listening to your home of Friday Night Football Preview. It's WFBTalkContinues.com. I am Mark the Shark. You know the name. You know the number. Be right back. Hello and welcome back to the show. I am Mark the Shark. You are listening to Friday Night Football Preview. And we are the best source of information for professional women's football in the country. The best interviews and all the information you need. Looking forward, looking back into this and last week's professional women's football. We're at the point of the show where we discuss and talk about statistics for the week. We are in the IWFL, and on the defensive side of the ball, leading the league in interceptions is Aaron Sheriff of the Iowa Crush. Aaron has 5 picks already this year. Also, Aaron has the tie for the lead in defensive touchdowns for the Crush with 2, as does Martha Dantuma of the Force. She also has 2 defensive touchdowns. Leading the league in sacks is Nikki Sauter of the Carolina Phoenix. Nikki has 12 sacks. And Selena Tanea Mosley of the Scorpions has 7 sacks. How about the tackles leaders for the IWFL? It's Mindy White of the Tribe. She has 85 tackles. Rachel Gore, a guest last week on the show, of the Seattle Majestic, she's got 71. And Holly Stevens of the Iowa Crush also has 71 tackles, as well as 2 forced fumbles. Way to go, Holly, out there in Iowa. Passes defended in the IWFL. We've got 2 ladies from the Wisconsin Wolves that are leading the league. How about Shannon Anderson with 13 and McGee Steffes with 10? That's awesome, ladies, both on the same team. You are 1-2 in passes defended in the league. And while we're looking at that, let's go through the top 10 of the Zermelo rankings for the IWFL. The Chicago Force, number 1 this week. Boston Militia, number 2. Sacramento Sirens, 3. Kansas City Tribe, 4th. New York Sharks had their first loss of the season last week against the Militia. They go to 5th in the rankings. The Dallas Diamonds are ranked 6th. The Carolina Phoenix are ranked 7th. The Bay Area Bandits, with that win over the LA Amazons, they move up to number 8 in the rankings. Montreal Blitz are 9, and the New England Intensity are number 10. All right, time for one more quick break, and we're going to jump right into the WFA stat leaders. You're listening to Friday Night Football Preview on WFBTalkContinues.com. I am Mark the Shark. And you'll believe a man can fly. Be right back. Hello and welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Marcus Short. You are listening to Friday Night Football Preview on the home of all the information you need in professional women's football, WFBTalkContinues.com. Check it out. Call in 1-347-826-7278. Not now, but next week we will have plenty more guests, and you can ask them questions, believe it or not, and they will give you answers, believe it or not. We always have great guests. We'd like to thank the guests we had once again. Thanks for being on the show. And once again, you can always join us every Friday night during the season as of now at 7 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern, if you're just joining us. Where have you been? You've missed the entire show. I mean, my voice is almost gone. If I had to read War and Peace to you, I would have to sign language the back half of it to you right now. That's how much show we've had. I can't even talk right now. Nonetheless, we're going to get to more information for you. It's the WFA statistical information you've been waiting for. I'd like to acknowledge some teams that are just putting the ball in the end zone. The Comets of Columbus, who happen to be ranked number 2 in the WFA, they are scoring 51.2 points a game. Fantastic. The Mayhem of West Michigan are in second, and they have just over 50 points a game at 50.8 points a game. How about defensively on the defensive side of the ball? Let's take a look at the Slam. They are just shutting people out. The St. Louis Slam are giving up a total of 6 points in 4 games. Absolutely amazing, ladies. And the Showgirls, Las Vegas, They're only giving up 4 points a game also. In five games, they've only given up 20 points. Fantastic defense, Showgirls. All right, that was some special information out there. Let's take a look at some individual numbers for the WFA. Top three in passer rating right now, Keisha Champion of the Titans with a 126 rating. She's got four touchdowns, no picks so far. Looks like she's one of the newer quarterbacks in the league for the Titans, stepping up and got a great rating so far. Keep it up, Keisha. Brittany Bushman, last week's guest, won the Mustangs. She's got a 117 rating, also six touchdowns. And Rachel Fisher of the Assault, we had her on this week at about 35 after the hour at 7. You missed her. She's got a 115 rating. And remember, I told you she has nine touchdowns and only one pick. Absolutely fantastic, Rachel. How about leading the league in passing yards? Nicole Byer with the West Michigan Mayhem, crushing it out there, 848 passing yards already. She's also got 13 touchdowns. How about Chantel Wiggins of the War Angels? She has got 780 yards, and with 770 is Benicia Garrison with the Fusion. The Cleveland Fusion are playing well, and they are ranked number 9 in the Zermelo rankings as of this week. Rushing numbers for the WFA. A new leader in the clubhouse, Jennifer Bowling of the Thunder. She's got 795 yards. Fantastic play out there. Thunder looking their way to try to roll up the ranks as Jennifer keeps rolling up yards. How about Jessica Plunkett? She's second in the league for the Soles. She has 688 yards. And in third, Natasha Nelson of the Raging Wolves has 662 rushing yards. How about receiving? Who's leading the league in receptions? Well, of course, it's the Mayhem tandem again. Telly Robinson and Danielle Daughtry, each with the Mayhem. Telly has 26. Danielle has 24 catches already this year. In third place is Lakia Sears of the War Angels. She has 22 catches this year. Reception yards, Telly Robinson of the Mayhem, 456 yards. Excellent out there, Telly. And Lakia Sears with the War Angels has 380 yards. In third, Corey Young of the Assault has 373 receiving yards. All right, defensive side of the ball in the WFA. How about tackles? Tiara Pettis and Kelly Kozlin again. They are 1-2 in tackles. Tiara, they're both with a slam. She has 74. Kelly Kozlin has 65. In third in tackles is Cindy Taft with the Thunder. She's got 62 tackles this year. How about sacks? Mariah McKiernan Allen still leading the league in sacks. She's with the Speed. She has 7. She's also ranked right up there for tackles for losses with 13. Charlie Cox with the Showgirls has 6 sacks, and there are several ladies tied with 5. Interceptions leading the league with the Slam, Robin Morrow. St. Louis Slam ranked number 4 in the rankings right now. They are looking to make some hay when the playoffs start. And we've got several ladies tied with 4 picks in the league. Last couple of numbers for you. How about Jennifer Hirakawa with the Thunder? She has 9. Check that. 9 forced fumbles this year. Talk about somebody that must hit hard. And how about this? Brianna Robinson, her teammate, is in second with 5 forced fumbles. Fantastic way to play for the Thunder out there. Cindy Taft for the Thunder, she's leading the league in fumble recovery. So Jennifer and Brianna hit them. Cindy picks it up and runs them in. Awesome job out there with the Thunder, ladies. And how about pass deflection? Amanda Brock with the Thunder, 10 deflections. The Thunder playing some great defense out there. That is all the numbers. We're going to be right back, talk a couple more things before we let you go. 29 after the hour, we've got a couple more minutes with Mark the Shark. And Friday Night Football Preview here on WFBTalkContinues.com. A can a week, that's all we ask. Be right back.
Hello and welcome back to Friday Night Football Preview. I am Mark the Shark, and you are listening to the greatest in interviews and information on women's professional football with almost 100 teams across this land. It's something that you should try to get out in your community and see. There's probably a game near you, so check it out. Look at the internet. Give it a shot. There's lots of places that has information for you. And one of those places of information is a couple of websites. Let me give them to you. How about for the IWFL? You want information about that? Log in to the IWFLsports.com. That's IWFLsports.com. Everything about all 40-something teams of the IWFL is there. You can look at their schedules, where the ladies play their home games. You can find access to the home websites for each team if they have one. So it's a fantastic site. If you like the IWFL, get into the IWFLsports.com, and we can play along as we look over last week's stats next week. Also, another great website for the Women's Football Alliance is WFAFootball.com. That's WFAFootball.com. About 40 teams in the WFA go at it every week for your pleasure. If you're in their area, there's a lots of teams and lots of towns. Give it a shot. It's worth your go. There's about, like I said, 100 teams playing across the country every Saturday night for your enjoyment. If you haven't seen it, you are missing out. Be honest with you, it's something fairly new for me, and I find it fascinating. Football is played at its best level, to its basics, every Saturday on a lot of fields across this country. And if you're not seeing it, you're missing it. I am Mark the Shark. You are listening to WFBTalkContinues.com. Check it out. You want to get a hold of me? I got an easy way to do it. Give me a guest list. Give me several people to talk to. Give me people to call to be on the show. You just want to tell me how bad I'm doing, how good I'm doing, how you could do better. That would be great. You can reach me at MarkTheShark at FridayNightFootballPreview.com. That's MarkTheShark at. That's that A symbol with the big circle around it. FridayNightFootballPreview.com. Would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening tonight. Love to thank our guest, Nikki Johnson, the WFA's quarterback of the Las Vegas Showgirls. We had Odessa Jenkins, a running back for the Lone Star Mustangs. We had Rachel Fisher, for the quarterback with the WFA's Keystone Assault. I am absolutely beat. I am tired. It's been a long show. We've also had Kim Bradshaw, part owner and defensive line woman of the IWFL Sacramento Sirens. And we wrapped the show up with Mia Brickhouse and Allison Cahill, running back, quarterback, respectively, of the IWFL's Boston Militia. If you've missed out, you've missed a lot. I'd like to thank all our guests and our hosts. Again, thank you, Barbara. Thanks for putting on the show. Thank you, WFBTalkContinues.com. Like I said, reach me at MarkTheShark at FridayNightFootballPreview.com. Love your feedback. Love to make the show better. Love to have a guest you would like to listen to on the show. Thanks for joining. Thanks for playing. And we will also, let's see, we're going to cover the WFA rankings real quick. Let's get to that and we'll let you go. Number one in the Zermelo rankings are the Lone Star Mustangs. That was Odessa Jenkins we had on the show today telling us how they are 5-0. They're number one. The Columbus Comets out of Ohio are ranked number two in the league. Philadelphia Liberty Bells, number three. The St. Louis Slam, number four. Jacksonville Dixie Blues out of Florida are number five. The Las Vegas Showgirls, number six. We had Nikki Johnson from the Showgirls on the show today. How about number seven, the West Michigan Mayhem? Number eight was the Portland Fighting Phillies out of Oregon. The Cleveland Fusion out of Ohio are number nine. And the Minnesota Machine are number 10 in the WFA's Zermelo ranking. That's the show for tonight. Once again, I always say, if you missed it, you missed a lot. Please tune in next week on WFBTalkContinues.com. Click that tab that says Friday Night Football Preview with Mark the Shark, and you can join the fun and frivolity. Until next week, this is Mark the Shark at WFB Football, WFBTalkContinues.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm out!